Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me today as we share the good things of the Lord and the Word of the Lord. Praise God. Let's begin with prayer. Father, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you, Lord, for my faithful radio family, those, Lord, who I've never met or perhaps never, they've never written. But, Lord, we can be connected in the Spirit as brothers and sisters, members of your body, and of the family of God. And Father, right now, I ask you to reach out to those that need your ministering touch, your encouragement, Lord, that you will just remove weariness of body and of mind and in emotions. And Lord, let them experience the sweetness of your presence. Lord, we know that times of refreshing come from you. And so, Father, I pray for a refreshing that so many that are listening right now need, that refreshing of the Lord, that the coolness of the Spirit of the Lord blowing, as it were, upon fevered brows to bring a peace and a rest and a calm. Lord, I praise you and I thank you for it. Amen and amen. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, I am he that stands at the door and knocks. And as my word says, he that hears the knocking of the Lord. And if that person opens, behold, I will come in and sup with him and have fellowship. Even so, beloved, I am knocking on the hearts of so many. I am dealing with those that you have lifted before my throne in prayer. I am moving, even though you may not see it yet, I am moving in the circumstances and in the awareness and consciousness of your loved ones, and they shall know and they shall experience God in a real and true measure, and to be able to surrender their hearts and their lives to me. So trust me and praise me and be thankful that I am a God who hears and answers prayer. But I desire even this night that you would have an understanding, that I would draw you into a place in your God where you will walk in ever-increasing understanding and awareness of my presence with you and the love that I have for you. You shall have a personal experience and revelation in ways that you have not known before of the glory of your God, of the great desire I have for fellowship with you and to interact with you in all the moments of your life. I also will put in your heart a hunger for souls that is such as you've never known. For have you not that asked that of me? Even so, it is I that am both working in you, not only to will and to desire to do my will and my pleasure, but I shall give you the grace and the strength to accomplish it. So rejoice, let your joy be full, knowing that I have heard your prayers and that I am moving, and that I encourage you this night and refresh you and touch you by the very hand of my anointing, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, on yesterday's broadcast, we started sharing some things. We looked at a little bit at the life of Paul, or Saul of Damascus, if you will, as he was headed on the road to Damascus. He had a revelation of the glory of God. And we looked also at Isaiah, and perhaps we'll just pick up there again, where he was, a godly king had died. He had, the nation was in a serious condition, and he went into the temple of God, and his life was forever changed. And I don't know about you, beloved, but I believe we need such an encounter with God in our personal lives and in our churches. The body of Christ needs a revelation from God that we've never walked in before, that we've never known before, so that our lives can be transformed. Look at the great prophet Isaiah. He knew God. He loved God. He walked with God. He prayed. But when he went into the temple, he had a revelation of the one that sat upon the throne. Hallelujah. He saw the Lord sitting on a throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. His glory filled the temple. And when he spoke, the posts and pillars of the house shook, and the whole house was filled with smoke, or with the glory of God. And when he had that experience, beloved, if we have a revelation of God, we will understand and we will see ourselves as who we are by and through ourselves. Whatever we have has been through the grace and mercy and the goodness of God. But without God, we were wretched sinners on a road to hell, perishing. But God had mercy upon us. He loved us. He called us and brought us into the family of God. When Isaiah saw that, he just says, "Woe is me, for I'm undone. I've seen, my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." And because God wanted Isaiah to have this revelation, he recognized and was just waiting. You see, he's waiting for us to realize how miserable we really are outside of Christ. We're totally unworthy, totally miserable, totally without merit. But because Jesus and because God loves us so much, he sent Jesus. But now, because of the precious blood of Jesus, we can be cleansed. You see, they didn't have that in the old covenant. They had a marvelous covenant, but it would show them that they showed them how to walk in holiness, just nobody was able to do it ever perfectly except Jesus. But what happened when he had this revelation of himself? Because the revelation of God will do that, beloved. You have a revelation of God. You understand just who you really are. You understand how undone you can be. What a wretched sinner. That beautiful song, Amazing Grace, that saved a wretch like me. Whatever we have, beloved, it's only because of the goodness and the grace of God. However, that's what God was waiting for Isaiah. He's waiting for that, for each one of us. And then it said, one of the seraphim took a live coal off the altar, and he laid it upon Isaiah's mouth and said, "Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged." Well, we've had the precious blood of Jesus wash us from sin. And if anyone sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So what happens in this experience that Isaiah was having? Isaiah actually received a renewing of his mission and calling. Here's a communication between God and Isaiah. How can we, beloved, expect God to speak through us if we've never heard him speak to us? God is deliberating with himself among the Trinity. Whom shall I send? Who will go for us? And then Isaiah said, "Lo, here am I. Send me." Are you willing to say that, beloved? Lord, here I am. Send me. Whatever you can do through my life, however you can bless others, however you can use me for your glory, Lord, here I am. Use me. Oh, children of God, many have been asleep in the church, but those in Zion need to awake. And God is doing that. He's stirring his people, his ministers. Now there's coming a lifting up and an unveiling. The secret glory will be uncovered again. Hallelujah. The mystery of God's power has been concealed. Why? Because there have been few who would humble themselves like Isaiah and receive the touch of God's fire, starting with their mouth and burning through their entire being. James talks about our tongue, a world of iniquity. If you can control your tongue, you're the same as a perfect man. Hallelujah. Beloved, now is a new day. The church is about ready to give birth to a day of power and might and glory, not the glory of men, not the reputation of a few stars, if you will, on the Christian stage, but no, for the glory of the God of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. That the power of God, shall no more be hidden from the eyes of men. As we preach the word, does not it say there will be signs and wonders following? Men will stand and behold the glory of God and cry out, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. The Lord of hosts literally means the Lord of the armies of heaven. Oh, hallelujah. Someone had a vision. Brother Marzulli, he had a dream or a vision, and the Lord showed him there was a large stockade, if you will, and they were all white horses, and he was just kind of questioning what these were, and it was like the Lord let him know, these are the horses my people are going to ride back with me on. Hallelujah. You have a white horse with your name on it, or whatever his name is, you'll know it. Praise God. And so that term, the Lord, the armies of heaven, it's a term applied to God, who is sovereign over all of angelic creation. Even those demon spirits are going to have to bow to him. You know what they did when they saw Jesus on the earth, when he was casting out devils? They knew exactly who he was. They said, are you come to torment us before the time? They know their time is coming. The angels are God's servants. He only has to speak a word, and those servants leap to obey his command. And when the people of Israel brought into conflict, God preserved and protected them by sending his angels to keep them in all their ways. A delivering angel wiped out, I don't know how many, of the Assyrian army. So their deliverance in battle was in part God's evidence of his power and love for his people. He is faithful to his own beloved. Hallelujah. Well, my time has just flown on this broadcast, and I have so much more to share, and I hope you can be with me tomorrow at the same time. But if not, you have the option, if you have internet, to be able to click on the broadcast. You can listen anytime at your convenience, anyone you've missed, or to rehear one. Or you also have the option of standing with me in prayer for the ministry, as well as letting me know you hear the broadcast. And if you have prayer needs, you can simply write the contact with the contact mailing address that the announcer will give, or with the email. And even though I don't have much time for email, I always pray. I always confirm the receipt. And however, it's through the Ministry of Correspondence that I really spend time in terms of ministry and sharing the word and prophetic words or whatever God gives. So I invite you to write. I thank you for listening. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.